Today is Wednesday, October 13th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different, and today is no different. Changing my inflection. There has been so much activity on Twitter that, you know, and as you know, you either email, call me, or at me on Twitter, and I'm probably going to talk about it on the show. So I'm not going to read every single tweet. I don't want to bore you guys with every single tweet, but I'll start with one. You know, Scott, the Seder, thanked Fatty for the $1. Didn't thank me for the $50. Thanked Fatty for the $1 gift card. So I have now rectified. So I emailed, I'll just give you guys a resolution here. I emailed Scott the Seder because the question was, did he win a contest? And then I didn't send him the prize. And it was the Pride 48 event. And so I just emailed him. I was like, you know what? Somebody told me, I don't know, probably everyone told me this, but I have been told at least once, but probably multiple times, stop being passive aggressive about it. Just email him and ask, do I owe you a gift card? And so guess what? I did. I emailed him and I said, hey, do I owe you a gift card? If so, how much? Now, he could have said anything. He could have said $1 million. But I want to thank Scott for being honest. Well, I assume he was honest because he said $50. And that's what I was thinking. And so, you know, he could have said $100. He could have said $200. Like, who knows? I probably would have been like, okay, sure. There you go. I'll add the dollar from Fatty. So anyway, he emailed me back and said that. And so I immediately rectified the situation. I sent him the $50 plus one. And so that's all taken care of. And so he was thanking Big Fatty for the dollar. Now, I follow. So moving on to the next topic of information. Well, actually, let me keep going. So then there was some talk about Baron Frosty and I being, you know, one percenters and folks saying, you know, it was nice to be a one. You know, I think Scott the Seder said something about it being nice to be a one percenter and be rich and have a rich lifestyle and all that kind of stuff. And Scotty said something about, oh, I wish I was a one percenter so I could afford to get my house cleaned or I don't know, something like that. And there was all this talk back and forth about Baron Frosty and I. First of all, I just want to say, we all know Baron Frosty makes much more money than I do. Much more money. So much more. And I mean, that's why he drives around in that Rolls Royce. And has the Rolex and all that stuff. But I do want to say this. Maybe this is going to sound 1%-y of me. It probably is. You know what? This is probably going to be exactly what a 1% person. First of all, I'm not. If you did the math, I am not 1% of anything. But when it comes to finances. But, I you know, we're comfortable. Mark and I are comfortable, but we are not 1% of anything. Now, and I want to point out that I struggled for a long time. When I was in, those of you who followed me for a really long time, when I was in the relationship in Dallas with he who shall not be named, I was supporting him. We had bought a house, which we should not have done, that we couldn't afford. We were living on credit cards, but not only that, I was working two jobs, my career job, and then Pier One. And then I was also doing webcam modeling on the side to make a little spending money. And so I was working my butt off. And I, you know, and I got into a lot of debt. And I, you know, and so I think one of the reasons that I'm not shy about talking about my financial situation now is because I'm really proud of myself. Like I worked my way out of that debt. I paid off the debt, even though most of it was his fault. I mean, some of it was my fault, but, you know, I was having to support him for Pete's sake. And so, I don't shy away from, you know, saying that I'm comfortable because I'm just really proud that I, you know, pulled myself up by my bootstraps, you know, and, you know, I know a lot of it's luck. And I'm sure 95% of it is because I'm a white male, you know, who knows? But I did work hard. I did make decisions to, for my career, to put myself in a trajectory to get to, you know, to where I am now. So, I'm not sad about it. Like I feel like, you know, I've really done the work. Now, that's not to say that people who are in less financial, you know, have less money than me deserve to be there. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying probably the reason I'm not shy to talk about it is because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so proud that I've, you know, gotten myself to a place where I don't live paycheck to paycheck. Also, I don't think a Vitamix is an extravagant purchase. I have wanted a Vitamix for years, probably 15 years I've wanted a Vitamix. I've never had a good blender. And so I feel like, you know, 10 to 15 years of wanting something and then buying it is not really, you know, anyway. But the conversation on Twitter was, oh, Adam and Baron Frosty, they're so 1%. He has more money than me. He has said that himself. So it's not just me. Also, no, I think that's it. Also, I'm not 1%. I am a middle class person. We have a home, but we live in Arkansas. And, you know, some of these folks that are talking about me being 1% live in very expensive locations. Australia, very expensive. California, very expensive. I live in bumfuck Arkansas. Yes, we have a 3,000 square foot home, but it's in the middle of a cow pasture. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put that into some perspective. If you want to move to Arkansas and then work in IT so that you make a pretty good living, you too can afford a house that's 3,000 square feet. Both Mark and I are in IT. So we both, you know, make comfortable livings. But it is what it is. You guys, it's fine. Talk about me all you want. And Scott, you're welcome. Also in Twitter, there was talk about Fitbit and me being able to play Fitbit Bingo. So Daniel on The Mix, I don't know why I have to use that voice when I say it, but I feel like I'm going to be like, The Mix. He said, hey, Adam, you need to like download the Strava app, and then you need to download the Fitbit app, and then you need to sign up. And then, because I said, I'm not getting a Fitbit because I don't want anything to track my health. I don't want to know what my heart rate is. Like, I just don't want to know. I know it's weird, but whatever. So, anyway, I did all that. Come to find out, I didn't really need the Strava app. All I needed to do was sign up and download the Fitbit app. And it's able to track my steps. And so the whole point is it tracks your steps. And then there's a bingo game that you can play with your friends. And like, if you earn a certain amount of steps, you can, I don't know, claim a square, and then you try to win bingo. But there's a 90-day free trial, but actually it costs money. So I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it after the 90 days, because why am I going to pay $10 a month to play bingo with my friends? I don't have that kind of money. We just discussed that. But I'm trying it out. I friended Daniel. I friended Kathy Bacon. I friended Ramble Redhead and Laughing Buddha, I believe. And, but yeah, it's telling me I have to pay after 90 days. So I can play with you guys for 90 days. And then, so there was some discussion about that on Twitter as well. And so, you know, that was discussed quite a bit. And then the last thing I think the last thing is, I followed Tom Daley. He's the British diver. He's so cute. He's very hot. He has a really nice body. He's gay. And, you know, it's one of those situations where, well, if US is not going to win a gold, I hope it's Tom Daley. And I occasionally watch his YouTube channel and I follow him on Instagram. And so he does those Instagram stories sometimes. And so I watch this Instagram story and it's him trying on outfits for some Louis Vuitton fashion show thing. And oh my gosh, these pants that he's trying on, it's just like a split second. But he has the biggest VPL in these pants. It looks like a porn or something. Now, it's probably just a fold in the pants or something. It's probably not even that. So I posted a picture on Twitter. I said, you know, is this a VPL or am I just, you know, losing my mind? And so then there was all this talk about Tom Daley and, you know, Dean Barney is saying, oh, there's a sex tape. I don't think there is. I mean, I don't think it's available anywhere if there is. There are some photos for sure, but a Polaroid or two. But I don't know. Even if it's not really VPL, it doesn't matter. It looks like it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.